The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Lovely song.
Lovely song. Never get tired of it. We try to put words to it.
That didn't work out too well.
It just didn't work. It just didn't work. And we're pretty clever. We just couldn't get it. We actually had help, too. Our help couldn't get it.
Yeah. They could, but they couldn't.
She did the best job of any of us.
Right.
But it just didn't click. It just didn't click. No fault of anyone. We just couldn't get it. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, WTBR 89.7 FM at 8:30. And?
Oh, 88.1 WSBR from Lee.
From Lee, Massachusetts. And we're sitting here having a coffee.
Delicious.
And it's just hitting the spot.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. It's perfect. So I have a quote of the day before we go on.
Mm-hmm.
When fate hands, oh, we know that one about the lemonade. Life is like an onion. You peel off one layer at a time, and sometimes you weep. And that's Carl Sandburg who said that.
That's deep.
Do you weep when you peel an onion?
I haven't peeled an onion in probably 10 years.
I do.
I don't know why they don't sell diced onions.
I think you can buy diced onions in a bag. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My daughter has onion goggles you put on before you cut up an onion.
Does it work?
I think so. I have also heard if you block your nose, you won't cry. I've also heard if you hold a pencil between your teeth, you won't cry. I've also heard if you breathe through your mouth and not through your nose, you
that doesn't
not
work.
Cry. Yeah, all of those things. Maybe there should be a little shield that you put up in front of you. A little hat with a shield that comes down over your face.
Or give it to your spouse to do.
Or buy him chopped.
Or buy them chopped.
Or buy them chopped.
They do tomatoes chopped, right?
I don't know that I've ever seen tomatoes chopped.
I wish they
fresh.
Would.
No, honey, you're just going to have to cut them.
What a
It's so. Hey, guess what? 89.7 WTBR-FM is proud to announce our seventh annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. You can make your donation to the Rock Box. You heard it. Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. Don't miss the sixth annual one-day on-air fundraiser live from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 20th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. only on 89.7 FM, WTBRFM, and all day live on the WTBR Facebook page. Thank you for supporting your community radio station. We have no federal funding. We rely on
your generosity.
Yes, to be able to do these really awesome programs that we have. They're so...
Even this one.
Even this one. We're very eclectic here at the station.
We are.
We have all different kinds of radio shows and TV shows, and it's really fun to be in here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's really, really a good place with good people. When you donate, you'll be supporting a wonderful station.
I have never found anything derogatory about the place at all.
Not at all.
Never.
No, even the bathroom's clean. You have true or false?
I have true or false. Number one, crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues, but alligators can. Sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyes. The only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is a cow.
Huh. Huh. Okay.
All right.
All right. One is true. What is the...
Two is false and one is true.
One is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. All right. We will get back to that. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. Yep, that's right. There's a second half. And then you'll get the answer at the end of our show.
Well, I looked at BuzzFeed for my stuff today, and it's like, you know, plethora of different stuff. So it's like, take it or leave it.
Okay.
To get wrinkles out, and this is something I think that you had said before, to get wrinkles out of your laundry with zero effort, throw a few ice cubes or a wet washcloth mm-hmm. in the dryer with your wrinkled clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is that you don't have to set the dryer for longer than 10 minutes for it to work.
Stand there. Stand there. Bring something to do and stand there. Because if you screw it up and you go do something else and you forget...
The wrinkles
you're
will
the
be there.
You're in the same place you were before. So you have to either set a timer or stand there and do something.
Okay.
Because it might not even take 10 minutes. You might be able to pull some things out before the 10 minutes is up, depending on what's in there. The good news is you don't have to do it for your towels.
I've never had a problem with wrinkly towels.
Or your pajamas or, you know, things like that.
Undies.
Yeah, things like that. So, here's something interesting, and I'm actually all over the place. I'm in Yahoo Life. A city in the Czech Republic has been preparing to build a dam. The project... was going to take about a year to complete. However, a bunch of beavers got together and they built this dam in 2 days, thus saving the local authorities about 1.2 million euros.
So they built it in the right place.
I guess. I can't imagine they built a dam in 2 days.
Have you ever seen them work?
I haven't.
They are busybodies.
I've seen dams when we've gone kayaking.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what lake it was on, but there were 4 or 5 of them. And it is pretty cool when you canoe, when you kayak close. And you can see how when they chew the tree, it comes to a point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the little teeth marks and all. But boy, does it stink.
Does it really?
Oh, man. It's got a bad smell. It's got a bad
and
smell.
And they're in the water with no soap?
No. No soap. No.
If you have hard butter but want to bake, use a cheese grater to quickly soften it.
Good idea.
That's a little one, yeah.
Even if you want to put your butter on toast.
Yep.
That's a really good idea.
Everybody has a cheese grater.
Everybody. Does everybody have a cheese grater? Does everybody have an iron? Do you have an iron?
I have 2 irons.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
May I ask why there's two?
Because I had one and I forgot where I found it, and it's got lost in the attic somewhere, and so I bought another one.
So you have an attic hiding somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
In the house. It's in there.
Yep.
But you bought a new one.
Yep.
Did you get the retractable cord?
No.
I always get the retractable cord. I hate the iron.
You hate the iron?
I like the retractable cord, but the iron sucks up water so fast. I never used to have to continue to put water in constantly while I'm ironing. It goes really, it uses up the water really fast. And it was not, it was a good iron. It's a good iron. It's a good brand. But I like the cord going inside, so I just tolerate it.
I have that on my vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That thing can go for a mile.
You can get a hair dryer like that. Retractable.
No, I haven't seen anything like that.
I like the idea of the retractable vacuum cleaner cord. I'm going to have to look into that. So, the guy who originally played Michael Myers in Halloween has had a cat named Michael Meowers. So, I didn't see Halloween. Did you?
Ah, no.
I can see the picture of Michael Myers. He looked pretty horrible. But I don't really understand what it says. He originally played Michael Myers. Was Michael Myers as the actor, right?
That's right. And it's like,
how can you originally play Michael Myers?
How you'd originally play yourself?
Yeah, I don't get it. But anyway, he's got a cat, Michael Meowers, which is pretty cute. It's a black cat. I'm not surprised because it's Halloween.
This is something I'm going to try. If you're having trouble staying awake in class or at a meeting, see how long you can keep one of your feet lifted slightly off the ground. You pay attention to that foot.
And you won't fall asleep.
And you don't fall asleep.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I'm thinking about it. I got my foot in the air right now.
Please don't fall asleep. Have you ever fallen asleep at a meeting?
Close to nodding off.
Really? Yeah, I can see close, but you never did it.
Right.
Have you fallen asleep at the movie theater?
Movies are too loud to sleep through.
Oh, yeah? I know somebody who falls asleep in the first 10 minutes of every movie. Every movie.
And it's not you.
Not me. Nope. And it's not just in the theater. It's at home as well.
But he got to watch a whole movie by himself and he was fine?
Oh, it's not a he.
Oh, it's a she.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I'll be sitting in a movie theater and I'll look up, it'd be like 10, 15 minutes in, and I'll look over gently and I'll see the eyes going. And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
Does she snore?
I don't know if in the theater, I don't know, but I'll wait a little bit and then I'll do something like, oh, did you see that? And her eyes will pop open. And she'll go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you didn't see that. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. And we just laugh and laugh. Oh, my gosh, it's great.
Order a bowl at Chipotle with a tortilla on the side. You get a larger serving size by doing that, and when you get home, just put it together.
Oh. That's going through the drive-thru, I take it. Did Chipotle have a seating area?
I think they did. Yeah.
We had one.
I went once.
We had one in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in once. I was meeting somebody for lunch, and I went in once, and I walked in, and I realized it was more like a McDonald's kind of a setup with only maybe 8 or 10 tables. You walk up and order, and then you sit. That's not what I wanted. So I never ate at a Chipotle. Is it Mexican?
Si.
Ah. Gracias. Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias. In Spain, it's gracias.
Sí.
With a TH, gracias.
Gracias.
Isn't that interesting? Gracias.
Well, that's if you're really civilized. I mean,
no. That's if you're in Spain, right? If you're from Mexico, it's gracias. Or Colombia. Yes.
I wouldn't know.
I know a lady who says gracias, and I think she's Colombian. And then I went to Spain, and they say gracias. A little different.
Okay.
Yeah, not that it's going to matter to anybody, but interesting. Most European languages have forgotten the original word for bear, like an animal.
Seriously.
Replacing it with either a word meaning the brown one, Mr. Brown, or he who eats honey.
Huh. Do you know they don't really eat the honey, they eat the bees?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. What?
Yeah.
You gotta tell Yogi and Boo Boo. Is that really true?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. I have a honey thing shaped like a bear, a squirter bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Berenstain Bears books, they eat honey. Oh, my gosh.
Most stories, who is it? Winnie the Pooh eats honey.
Honey.
But they do. Some bears eat the bees.
I wonder if they ever get stung.
Probably.
Oh, gosh. So this is... So the reason why they've gone away from the word bear, it's the original forgotten word for bear became taboo due to the fear of summoning a bear if its name was spoken.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I don't know where, but okay. Oh, the next one is creepy.
Let's see. If you've got a splinter below your skin surface, wrap a banana peel around it, wet side against your skin. It will draw the splinter out most of the time.
And when you have a splinter, do you remember things like that? To do?
No bananas in the house.
That's cool. I have a...
You can't really save them because they dry out.
The peel?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I have a whole list here of home remedies you can find in your kitchen. And banana's not on here.
Well.
But I believe it.
Okay.
Do you know 80 to 90% of U.S. dollar bills are contaminated with cocaine?
No. So we're all high all the time and know it?
Maybe that's our problem.
Holy moly.
Maybe that's why this country's such a mess. We're all sniffing our bills.
Well, for those of us who use credit cards instead of cash, we should be safe.
That's true.
Use mayonnaise to remove water stains and wood from cups and glasses.
Mayonnaise is not on my list. But these are home remedies.
I'd say mayonnaise is a home remedy with the woods and stuff.
Hellman's. I can't have any other mayonnaise than Hellman's. Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really different.
I can eat almost anything.
And really?
Except
beef.
Meat. Yep.
Is there anything other than meat you won't eat?
Peas.
Oh. Fresh, cooked, fresh, canned, frozen, or all of them?
I can eat pea soup and that's it.
That's exactly like Mark.
Pea soup is good.
He loves my pea soup, but he doesn't love peas.
They're just green nibbles of... I have soup that I can make by the cup. And they, when you open up the cup to put the hot water in, there's a bunch of peas sitting on the top, and it's like...
Do you scrape them out?
Yes.
So, Bev, you're not talking about real pea soup. You're talking about the kind like cup of noodles or in the container, and you pour the water in and you let it sit.
Yep.
I'm going to make pea soup, and I'm going to give you real pea soup.
Mm-hmm.
Except I make it with ham.
Oh, well...
I'll have to figure out how to not have it with ham. I'd have to use vegetable broth. Oh, it probably won't come out good. How about if I make it and I don't tell you I made it with ham?
After you take the ham out?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know from whatever.
But then I'd be tricking you. You're a vegetarian. I don't want to do that to you. And then have you, like, you know, like our waitress the other night.
Who was funny.
Just gagging. Yeah, so. So. Wombats.
Okay.
They're funny looking things.
Mm-hmm.
They poop in the shape of a cube.
So I've heard. Yeah. Do you got a picture?
Not of the poop, but I have a picture of the wombat. They're weird little things. They have little short, tiny little legs. And little tiny squinty eyes, not something I'd like to cuddle. All right.
Boil your pasta in a shallow frying pan. It takes less water and it cooks faster.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try that.
Uh-huh.
Do you boil your pasta in a frying pan? I'm teasing you now. I think we may have talked about another...
I have once or twice.
Have you? Another tip that we, I believe, shared was that when you are boiling pasta in a large pan, you rub oil around the inside of the top of the pan, and so when it bubbles up, it won't spill over the side.
Oh, really?
And I tried that, and it works.
I know some people say place a spoon over it and it won't go over, but that doesn't work.
That does not work. I've tried that. It works for a little while, but I think the key there is you got to turn the burner down a little bit. And I actually did that one time, and I went to grab the wooden spoon, and it was hot on the end because it was overlapping outside the pot, and my burner was cooking the end of my wooden spoon. No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So the oil, though, I took some olive oil and I just went around with the paper towel on the inside before I started boiling the water. And none of the bubbles came out.
Huh.
So that...
I want to have something like that, but for like when you're frying something so the grease doesn't spatter you when you try to turn something.
Oh, they have those splatter screens.
Yeah, but you still have to reach underneath them to get to the food.
Yeah, you need. Remember during COVID, there were those masks that came down, the plastic masks that came down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need one of those.
And then it gets you in the neck.
Yeah, you have to wear a turtleneck and a scarf and gloves. I named my first wife. To be precise, when she turned 18, she decided she wanted to legally change her name. She never liked her first name, and her last name was that of her mother's second husband. She would have up to 5 husbands. So the two of us contemplated names, and in the end, I came up with the first and the last name that she still uses today, more than 40 years later.
Wow.
Isn't that a cute little story? His name is Perry.
Isn't that cute?
His name is Perry Boucher. I wish we knew her name. I wonder what name he thought of.
Something Boucher.
Maybe. Oucher Boucher? It's kind of catchy. Hey, Oucher. Oucher Boucher. Come here.
Archie. If you eat something really spicy at home and milk isn't available, eat ice cream or yogurt.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about that.
You knew that.
Oh, I would do that. When I have heartburn, I go right for the ice cream or a milkshake.
This one is for all of us older ladies. Run your wrists, your wrists under cold water, or rub an ice cube on your pulse points to cool down all over quickly when you get overheated.
It's true. Have you ever done it?
No.
It works.
It does work?
Yes.
I usually hold a glass of cold water against my neck.
Well, put it against your wrist.
Okay.
It also works if you're going to faint, if you feel weak.
Really?
My mom would always put cold on her wrist or on the back of her neck, but we always did the wrist.
Oh.
And I really don't know why it works.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah. I wonder if it, because there's the pulse, you know the blood is pulsing, so the blood is getting cool, and now the blood's going through your body and maybe cooling your body.
Sounds reasonable.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
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 It works. Hey, birds are scientifically classified as dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So dinosaurs as a whole are not extinct.
They morphed into the birds that we have today.
And this bird looks like, no, that's a pelican. Never mind.
This says the best way to reheat pizza is in a frying pan with a tablespoon or two of water splashed on the side and a lid on the top.
You think it would stay crunchy on the bottom?
If there's water in there, I don't know. I don't think it would be crunchy.
I don't think so either. It'd be a little bit soggy, maybe.
Depending on how much water you put in there.
That's true. You don't want to overdo it.
But you can put it in the microwave with a little bit of water. And it works good.
We got to do a show. Why don't we do a show?
On microwave?
Microwaving with Bev. Why don't we? Oh, my gosh. Wait. We have a kitchen in there. There's a microwave in there. We could do a comedy TV show. We could microwave everything. We could microwave everything. It could be really funny.
I do.
Well, no. It could be where I'm making this pasta dinner and I have everything completed and I'm assembling and then you just take yours, pull the foil off and shove it in the microwave. After I have said, now this is time lapsed and I've been working for 5 hours on this meal. It's going to be delicious. I made the meatballs. I made the sauce. I made the pasta. And then you just do this and pop it in. We could microwave everything. You could dry your socks in the microwave. You could do everything. You could put your clothes in the microwave.
What can't you put in the microwave?
Everything you can.
Anything metal.
Right.
No metal at all.
No metal. So if you would like to see this show,
oh my goodness,
or if you have anything else that you would like to say to us, you know you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You think about it. We could have this whole thing where it's this Thanksgiving dinner. I could look at you. You could just open up your Stouffer's.
Well, see, there'd be a double trouble with that.
Oh, meat.
There you go. I couldn't do turkey.
We could leave the turkey out.
On Thanksgiving?
Well, I know.
Oh, my gosh. The world would ignite.
Maybe this will be the day that you'll try meat again.
No.
Remember you said that you might try a little tiny bit?
No.
No. I was almost killed when I was 11 playing hide and seek. I hid in the outdoor trash can under the trash so if my friend looked, he wouldn't see me. I was under there for a long time, so I was debating whether or not to come out. I ultimately decided to get out, and when I did, the trash truck, which I had not heard, had the claw extended out to the trash can and would have dumped the trash into the compactor seconds later. If I hadn't gotten out when I did, I would have been smashed to death.
Oh my gosh. Just thinking about sitting in all that garbage.
Maybe it was empty. Maybe there wasn't much in it.
Maybe.
Here's a lesson.
Ooh.
What's the lesson, Bev?
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
What's your lesson?
Don't mingle with the trash. Don't get in the can. That's what it is. Don't get in the can.
Oh my God.
Don't hide in a trash can. And you know, maybe many, many years ago when we were kids, that wouldn't have happened because even 10 years ago,
yeah,
because they'd pick up the can, take the cover off, throw it in the back.
I'd like to see them pick it up with me in there.
They could. They're strong guys.
Yeah.
And but now, the thing goes up, and it's over.
And now...
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
I can't hear you!
WTBR.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10. On WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we are back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we're
Stuff.
And Bev has our true or false
and
for
two
the day.
Two of them are false and one is true. Crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues, but alligators can. Sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyes. The only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is the cow.
Man.
At the end of the show, you'll find out.
You will find out. So, a horse's teeth keep growing their entire life.
A horse's teeth?
Like fingernails. And most must have them filed down yearly to prevent sharp edges.
Oh my goodness.
The thought of having my teeth filed.
Oh.
They also chew, and if you look at a horse, you can see this. They chew side to side instead of up and down, which helps grind their teeth. So they keep them at a good length. Yeah. It's like, it goes around and around and around.
Cool.
I didn't know that their teeth had to be shaved. I knew they ate side to side, but
I had no idea
their teeth needed to be filed.
They have to put nails in their shoes, and they have to file their teeth, those poor horses, what they don't have to go through.
They can't feel the shoe going in. The hoof is like a huge, thick fingernail. Huge and thick.
Okay, but
so
don't worry,
it's okay. They don't feel it.
So when did it start where people decided that they needed to put shoes on horses?
I think probably when there was damage to their hoof going like on rocky or like a pavement type of...
Because they've been around since the Stone Age.
Yeah, so... I don't know the answer. I'm kind of guessing that it has to be the wear and tear on the hoof. It'd be something cool to look up. Hey, everybody.
Help.
Look it up and email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a lowdown.
Mm.
Rubbing alcohol removes chewing gum before you take it out of your mouth.
What? What? Did I miss something?
I was being silly. Oh. Rubbing alcohol removes chewing gum. once it's in your hair or on your clothes or something. It's not while it's in your mouth.
So if you get it on, Mark stepped on some gum and he didn't know. So that worked its way into the
sole,
the tread.
Uh-huh.
He could not get that out. It's still, the bottom of his shoe still looks dark in that area. Never thought about alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Wonder if it's too late. I think we should try.
Not the alcohol you drink.
Right. Rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol. Bananas are slightly radioactive due to the presence of potassium 40, a naturally occurring radioactive isotope.
Really?
Ah, man.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. Man.
Rub vegetable oil or any cooking oil on your hands after you cut jalapenos or other hot peppers.
Afterward.
Yep.
So after the burning of your hands, you soothe the burning with the oil. I would wear gloves, kitchen gloves, you know, rubber gloves.
Sure.
Surgical gloves, any kind of glove.
Plastic gloves.
Yeah, because I think if you're cutting one of those, if you touch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants never get cancer.
What?
That's what it says. They have a protein gene called P53 that prevents them from getting cancer.
So could they put that protein gene into a human?
Wouldn't that be something?
With no side effects.
Right. Except you go,
your trunk gets a little loose.
I would be really interested to know if there is any research done, because that's crazy. I've never heard that. I think elephants are really cute in a weird kind of way.
In a weird kind of way?
Yeah.
Have you ever been really up close to one?
Yeah, I rode on a little one time. Just a little one, though. But they're not soft.
They're not, no. The stiff hair.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have hiccups, eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Okay.
Apparently it works.
Mm.
Okay. Okay.
I would want hiccups just to be able to do that. I am very guilty of going into the peanut butter and taking a spoonful out and eating it. And every time I do it, I think of this story. There was a woman who was home with her child. I don't know how old he was, but old enough, you'll understand in a minute. She took a spoonful of peanut butter like that. And it went down her windpipe, and she began to choke.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she couldn't breathe. And her little boy did the Heimlich maneuver on his mother, and the peanut butter loosened and came out. Yeah. What he did was he took a chair, and he brought her over to the chair, and he laid her, bent over on the chair, and pushed on her. So the chair hit her above the diaphragm.
Oh. Smart kid.
He learned it somewhere. Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever had the Heimlich used on you?
Thank God, no.
I have.
No.
It was such a scary moment. We laughed because we were so scared.
Oh, my goodness.
I had one of those lifesavers without the hole.
Oh, my goodness.
And it got stuck, and we were in the library. We couldn't say anything because it was a library.
But you're choking.
But I was choking. And this woman, a friend of mine, is sitting at the table, gave me the Heimlich.
And it flew out of your mouth?
I think it moved just right that I swallowed it.
Oh, my gosh, that's scary.
It was scary.
That's very scary. I can't even imagine. Oh, God.
But I was waiting for the person, the librarian, to say, shh.
So remember, if you're alone, Lay yourself over a chair, the back of a chair, and let it push into your diaphragm. Keep pushing your stomach on it.
Wow.
Not your stomach. You know where. Right below your
Right between your ribcage. Yeah.
Even if you have to break your little ribs. You just got to smash yourself on that chair.
It's a common thing, though, too.
Chew your food.
I saw a commercial once where they had a plastic suction cup.
Oh, I saw that. They're trying to get people to buy those and have them in their house.
Yeah, and I was trying to think, would that really work?
I guess if you had it around your face tight and you sucked, you probably have to. No, you don't. Okay, you would probably collapse it and then put it on the person and then got to get the suction like a plunger.
Hmm.
You could like a plunger. Yeah. Like a plunger, maybe.
Well, you could do your arms while you're
working. Oh, my gosh. This is creepy. This is creepy. You know, some lipstick contain,
fish?
Fish, yeah. Fish scales.
Yep.
Makes it shiny.
And I don't think they put the nets in the water and wait for the scales to fall off the fish.
I don't think so. No, I'm sorry. No, the fish have to, yeah, go bye-bye. Okay.
Smell is closely associated with memory. If you're studying for an exam, buy an odd-scented eraser, like pickle scent. Every time you try to memorize something, take a sniff. Take that eraser to the test and sniff it when you're having trouble remembering an answer. It's so silly, it might work.
Yeah. I know that you can associate smells with things in your past. So why wouldn't you associate smell? You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
If you connect it to what you studied, how many erasers would you have to have?
Just one big one.
Wouldn't you have to have a different smell for different things you tried to memorize before the test?
If they'd all be as stinky as pickled, why don't we just use the one?
I guess.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't remember if we had ever talked about weird hobbies that people have. This is a really cool one.
Okay.
And I wish you all could see the picture. So this person drills quarters.
Drills quarters? Isn't that illegal?
I don't think so. I don't know. So they take the quarter. So let's imagine Washington. So you've got Washington's head on the quarter, and the person drills out all around the head, up into the word liberty, in between each letter, and drills all the space. So it looks like a necklace. It looks... You see that?
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool. And he drills all around the, like, there's one with a horse, and he drilled everything out.
Except for the horse.
Except for the horse, and, of course, the land it's on, because the land is connected to the rim of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This person said, a year ago, I started staying in some states, and I pick up their quarters, and I started piercing the quarters, and...
Just had a drill on hand.
Yep. And this is his collection. I don't know what kind of drill he had, but this is the collection. It's pretty cool. He said he did that so he wouldn't get in trouble.
Huh.
Kept him busy.
Huh.
I'd buy one. I'd wear it. Okay.
Ladies who love sundresses but hate tights, use some underarm deodorant on your thighs to avoid the rub. I started to read that, and then I realized where it was going to go, and it was like, gee, do I want to finish this?
Wait a minute. What does that have with not liking tights? What does that mean?
Well, if you don't want the rub, you would wear tights or something underneath the sundress or stockings or something.
Okay, but if you don't wear the tights, you rub...
Underarm deodorant.
Deodorant Okay. 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 So you won't get chafed?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 So there's a person who uses, you know, the little Altoid boxes, the little tin Altoid boxes?
Yeah.
This person makes a little collage in the bottom of the box. So you open the box where all the mints are. This person has made trees and a river and a house with a deck and some grass and a path that looks like dirt, and made this cute little miniature pocket cottage.
I've seen those at craft fairs.
That's really cute.
I think the last craft fair that I went to where you were there, they had some.
Of the?
The same kind of boxes with different pictures inside.
This is three-dimensional. This is like a real little tree and a little building that's just tiny teeny that you'd probably have to use tweezers, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a thing that you wish that you could shrink down and get in it and be part of the little camp, the little cottage and all.
Those are like those things you put between your books. They have the like one-room house or something you can put inside your bookcase with a light in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Those look cute.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy one of these, but it'd be fun to make one. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Heat white vinegar. Then add an equal part Dawn dish soap, and you have an easy home cleaner for just about anything. Vinegar helps break down any set-in mess, and Dawn clears it away. Let it sit for 30 minutes on most surfaces, and it's even better. It's magic stuff for bathrooms, kitchens, and any hard surface.
Remember on a previous show you said, everybody loves Dawn. What is it about Dawn? Because we had talked about Dawn degreaser.
As I went through a bunch of these things that I had assembled, Dawn comes up and it's like the Holy Grail.
Remember, they used to have a Dawn commercial where they'd have a bowl of water with grease in it, and they would drip a drop of Dawn in the center of the grease, and it blew the grease away. I wonder if Dawn is the only one that does that.
It gets the most notoriety.
It sure does.
Hmm.
Dawn and white vinegar. I'd want to use that on my shower door. Because as much as you scrape, you know, you do the squeegee and you still can't get that
clear.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a guy who his hobby is making horrible, scary sculptures. Creepy head sculpting is his hobby.
I would have nightmares.
Not sure if this is the right place to post, but my dad, who's 52 years of age, and his hobby is making these weird heads. He doesn't think they're any good, but considering he makes them from scratch, I think they're pretty amazing. So they're these horrible busts that are horrible monsters, and their mouths are stapled to, okay, I'm going to skip it. Because that's just gruesome.
Ooh.
Gruesome to me. I'm sorry, sir. If that's your hobby, you know, I'm not loving it. Alrighty then.
A pinch of salt in your coffee greatly reduces the amount of sugar and milk you have to use.
Yes.
And works better than any amount of both. Have you ever had coffee with salt in it?
I have put a pinch of salt, and it takes gets rid of the acidic biting thing for me.
With all the things that salt does for you, wouldn't you be overdoing your daily?
Well, it's literally
a pinch,
like 5 grains. Mm. It's tiny, tiny, okay. tiny, tiny, Did I say tiny?
Teeny tiny.
Teeny little tiny.
This is cool.
Okay.
I started by buying a few advertising rulers here and there at yard sales, eBay, and occasionally antique stores where they weren't charging $20 a stick. I figured that I would use them as wainscoting in a small room once I found me in a small room once I found me for my forever home. People would give them to me as gifts. Once people know you have a hobby or a collection,
they like to help out.
You get inundated. Two homes later, there was some very boring pine paneling and needed something. I still have about 100 yard sticks left for my vacation house someday. This person did this whole wall.
Wow.
In all different colors of yardsticks.
Oh, I don't know if I do the colors.
And you, brown would be good, all different browns. And that is pretty clever.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
They're about the right width.
Yeah, and she may have had to cut. I can see she may have had to cut some, but it's kind of not lined up. You know, she jagged. It's
zigzag.
It's random.
Uh-huh.
I'll accept it one space, but it's really cool. I wish I knew how, so I don't know how you'd look this up. Using yardsticks for paneling, I guess. I think it's really clever.
Cool.
And it's well done.
I think
I'm like you. I'd want to do all, I don't know if that's what you meant. You would do more wood colors, browns
wood
and stuff?
Wood colors or white.
Or white.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll expect to see that when I go to your house. Get that done.
I'm done.
You're done?
What you got?
I have got this person has a big it's on the what would you call this? A display cabinet, but no door in front of it. With little rectangles, maybe, 4 by 3 inches. And every single one has a little bottle in it. And each bottle has dirt from wherever this person went on vacation. And there's a little tag on it. It's got a cork in the top of the little bottle. There's a little tag saying where the dirt is from.
I think that's cool.
I think that's cool, too. And it looks really cool. She's got it real organized and nice, and all the colors match. And it's.
I used to do that with pine cones.
Oh.
When we went cross-country one time, I would stop in different places and pick up little pine
cones. Up pine cones and then display them?
Yeah. And then I'd forget where they were from.
Have to tag. This person has been to a lot of places. There's probably 50 or 60 of these.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a cool idea.
Hmm.
Oh, that's funny. Quack. There's a race that they do with, it's called competitive duck herding, where they herd ducks. There's a potato, this person. Oh, my gosh. This person has a potato obsession. So this person says, I'm sorry. They're not potatoes. They're pistachios.
Oh.
So this person
takes
a pistachio
and paints faces on them?
So the pistachios, now picture the pistachio half open so you can see the nut inside. This person draws on the nut a face, a baby face, just all these little faces. It's kind of creepy. I never saw anything like this before in my life. This is somebody drawing on a pistachio nut while it's still in the shell.
That seems like it'd be a whole lot of work for just a little bit of...
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. This person...
You found a few of those.
Oh, my gosh. This person is a dirt polisher.
Polishes dirt?
Dirt polishing. Those who take up dirt polishing as their hobby first extract moisture from mud and then cover it with several layers of natural soil. What you get is a smooth ball of dirt that you can later display on a shelf. And let me tell you, these balls of dirt look like brown golf balls. Some are textured, some are a little cracked. But these balls look like wooden.
The dull man's...
Wooden pool balls, like from a game of pool.
Yeah. But the dull man's club, it runs again.
Shiny. They look like they're made out of wood. That's nuts. That's crazy. Oh. Element collecting is in chemical elements from the periodic table raises a lot of questions. Number one, where do people find the rarest elements, some of which can only be produced in laboratories and cost a whole lot of money? Number two, how do they store elements that with incorrect handling or prolonged exposure can be harmful for your health? So this person collects elements and puts them in a shadow box. This is the craziest thing. This is crazy. This is just crazy. I'm sorry. This person is a map collector.
Well,
map,
that's
collecting maps.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Greg loved maps.
And then this person crochets around bicycles. It's called yarn bombing.
Yeah, and they do it with trees, too.
I've seen that with trees.
Yep.
Yeah, and we talked about that before.
Yeah.
This person did it with a bicycle that was parked.
I hope the writer knew she was going to do it.
It actually is really pretty. Yard bombing is like graffiti in many ways, except instead of paint, you use yarn. The very first case was decorating on a door handle of a yarn shop, but with time it turned into an actual hobby for many. And since most things can be covered with yarn, all you need is enough material and patience. So you'd make the piece before you went out.
Right.
And then like wrap the tree with it.
Right.
And then crochet it down so it'll stay.
Oh, I see.
Right?
You don't just stand there and wrap around the tree.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think like this person probably made all this first, found a bike, because the seat is done, the handlebars are done. I don't think you sit there all day and crochet.
On the bike.
Right. I think you make it, and then...
True or false?
Oh, are we done?
We are.
All right.
Crocodiles.
I was getting tired.
Crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues, but alligators can, is number one. Sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyes, number two. And number three, the only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is the cow, and that's two wrong, false, and one true.
I think the shark one is true.
And you think the others are false?
Yes.
Okay. You're right.
Really?
She won that one.
Good.
Because crocodiles can stick out their tongues, but alligators can't. So I switched them.
Aha!
And the only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible?
Is a cat.
Is the cat. How did you know that?
I read it. A lot.
Why isn't the cat included?
I don't have any idea. I guess I'll have to wait and find out. I have no idea. And that's the end of our show.
Thank you for listening.
And opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.
How do they get them shiny like that? I mean, I don't understand. Dirt is soft and crumbly.